right, y'all, get ready for another edition of News and Trends with your hosts, Dave and Lynn.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to News and Trends with Dave and Lynn. This is one of your hosts, Mr. David Coker. It's still Pisces season, people out there, it's still Pisces season. Okay, I'm still celebrating Pisces season, by the way.
we see, Dave.
Yeah. But anyway, I'm one of your hosts, Mr. David Coker, hanging out with my partner, Mr. Leonard Young. I am promoter, man about town, proprietor of Dave Mark Inc., and yeah, just a good guy. That's all I am, just a good guy. Hanging out with my partner, Mr. Leonard Young. Like I said, what's going on, sir?
Hey, Dave. Everything's good. This is Leonard Young, CEO of National Black Guy, DelawareBlack.com, Black Media Specialist, all-around good guy. Yep, Dave, everything's good. How was your weekend?
It was good. Made it through. That's always a good thing. Get through the weekend. That crazy Sunday, man. That weather that hit Sunday. Did you see it?
What happened? You know, my days are a blur. What happened on Sunday?
We had that squall that came through, that snow and everything. You didn't see that?
Oh yeah. You know, I was at my son's football banquet, and we were at the Chesapeake Canal, or you know, down there.
Chesapeake, yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
But you know, it's funny. We were looking out the window, and it was weird because I looked out and I was like, "Man, it don't look like snow." And then I googled, and it said snow. And then the sun came out, started shining.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
And then it started pouring down rain.
That was so crazy, man. Yeah, it was so crazy.
We got all four seasons in one day right there.
Yeah, it was crazy because I going to church. I left church. I got home around 3 because my mechanic was supposed to do. He was coming by to do my oil change, and I was like, I told him I'd be home around 3. And he, you know, he said, okay, well, I'll be by around 4, let the car cool down and everything, and I'll be by around 4. So he knocked on my door around 4 o'clock. I opened the door, man. I said, what the? Because I didn't know what was going on. It was snowing. And then right as we were standing there talking, it started sleeting and hailing.
Mm-hmm.
All in a matter of minutes, right? And he said, yeah, he said, and it was gray because it was sunny when I went in the house. It was gray outside and everything. And I was like, well, what? I don't even remember seeing this forecast. He said, yeah, it kind of came out of nowhere. And, you know, I said, you still going to do the car? He said, no, I'm here now. I'll go ahead and do the car, you know. And then, like I said, man, it went from sleet to hail, and then it started raining. And I was like, that's crazy, you know. And then he knocked on my door when he was finished, and it was sunny again.
Yeah, that's crazy.
And
that evening, it got very cold, too. Cold and windy.
Yeah, yesterday was windy, and it was cold and windy yesterday, too. So, but today, what, 60-something degrees today?
Yeah,
it's supposed to go up to 70. We're supposed to get a couple of days of 70-degree weather this week, too.
Yeah, so. I saw that. I feel like they said Thursday, kind of like a Thursday and Friday, and then plateau at 60-something again.
Yeah, yeah. So I guess spring is definitely coming. So we're almost here. So we get the time to change already. So we good with that right now. So you know, a lot of people tend to like this time of year when it stays light later. You know, so that's good. So, but other than that, man, didn't do anything. I know you did the big Oscar thing this weekend. You and our favorite DJ, I guess, Mr. Tim Byard, DJ Tim Dog. How do you do?
Yeah, no, I mean, you already know how Tim does. Tim always rocks out. And then it was hosted by Sweet Fran Shine, who actually we should probably have her on the show too. I mean, we got to put her on that list.
Yeah,
and,
yeah. Well, wait, hold on. How'd you get Fran Shine to host?
You said what?
How'd you get Fran Shine to host? Was that you or was that
Well, I mean, you know, Portia knows some of everybody. Portia and Fran Shine are real cool. So, And
Oh,
Porsche, yeah, Porsche's done PR for franchise. I mean,
okay.
they've been known each other. So Dave, I mean, to be honest, you were the only one who wasn't there. I mean, I'm just saying.
Here we
I'm just
go. Here we go.
saying.
I was sitting there watching on. Look, it wasn't no. Oh, I don't know if I want to say that, but the nominees were a little not as diverse as last year's nominees. So, but I'm glad that the young lady from Philadelphia, Miss Divine, Brown, that's her last name, Brown, right? Divine Brown, won for. I mean, she basically won all the awards that she's been nominated for, so that's great. And Temple alum, right? I think she's a Temple alum. And Mr. Coleman Domingo was nominated, but he didn't win. But for Rustin, for the movie Rustin, I'm finding out more and more about Rustin as this goes along too. Have you noticed? Have you heard more about him since that movie came out?
No, I don't know who Coleman Domingo is, and I never heard of Rustin,
Oh, look,
so.
we talked about this. We talked about Coleman Domingo when we had our guest on last. We mentioned Coleman Domingo. He's in The Color Purple, and he played Rustin in that movie, Rustin. And he was the one who kind of architected the whole March on Washington for Dr. King.
Okay.
But then, because of his lifestyle, because he was gay, he got pushed out of everything. And he kind of became a footnote in history because of it. But yeah, I didn't know that backstory until, recently when the movie came out. And then there's a series on Netflix, I think it is, called MLK. Malcolm and Malcolm and no MLK and X, that's what it's called. And it's a series about young Malcolm and Martin Luther King when they were coming up and just starting out in their their power, and becoming who they were, and the guy Rustin is in this series, and you can see how he was, him and Dr. King were real good buddies and so forth, but Dr. King kind of dismissed him because of his lifestyle.
Right.
Yeah, so, but it was interesting. But, little history facts for folks who are listening, because I always got school Leonard every now and then about some stuff, so,
Well, David, let me just backtrack a little bit because you really skipped over the part why you ain't come. You should have come on out. Yeah, David, I said that for our news and trends audience. You see how Dave just tried to. He took you on a story away from the question.
didn't call me out on
Yeah.
that. Well, because I was home, man. I was chilling, man. And and look, they're talking about come on out, like if I'd known all those celebrities were going to be there, Franchon was there, I would have been there, man. I didn't know Franchon was hosting. I would have been there just to hang out in the place, because all y'all celebrities are going to be there.
See, and Dave, you always say, "Oh, Leonard, you never invite me." And look at that. I invite you, and what happened? Dave, this almost as bad as when I invited you to my house and you overslept. You know what I mean? Oh, I'm just saying. And Dave, can I make a brief announcement? I just saw something real quick. This is not a topic we talk about, and I don't need to talk about it at all. I just want to comment. Did you see that your boy Bishop Lamar Whitehead found guilty of milking church member out of $90,000, faces up to 45 years?
No.
Yes. So
Really?
yeah, we may have to talk about that next week, but I just saw the headline because
And they found them guilty, huh?
yeah. So they found him guilty. I think they just don't know what his sentence is yet. So we know that's one of
Wow.
your favorite pastors and fame in the
That
service and all that.
he loves being in the news. Well, I guess he didn't want to be in the news for this, though.
Right.
So. Wow. Yeah, I guess we will be talking about that next show. So, yeah. So, all right. Well, speaking of talking about. guess we'll go ahead and get started with what we got tonight. The first story, I'm going to do this first story. Proposed bill will allow mothers to collect child support during pregnancy. I found this really interesting when I saw this story, so I just wanted to share this with the people and with you to see how people feel about this. It says there's a new proposed bill that will allow some mothers to receive child support from the time they become pregnant. This is a Kentucky Senate bill that will allow certain moms who seek child support to retroactively receive it for the 9 months they were pregnant. Kentucky State Senator Whitney Westerfield says, I believe that life begins at conception, but even if you don't, there's no question that our obligations, there are obligations and costs involved with having a child before that child is born. The senator also listed tons of expenses his family had from his wife's pregnancy. We got health insurance, and I got a stack of bills with co-pays and premiums and so forth on my desk right now that I'll be paying tonight electronically. So I know that there are costs involved and that before we even get to buying three car seats and three of everything else between now and when these babies show up, should this be a proposed bill everywhere is what the question is. Do you think that a woman should receive child support during her pregnancy?
Yes and no.
Okay. All right. Well, get both sides of your answer.
So, I mean, I understand where they're coming from, because if there's a woman who gets pregnant and let's say the man is not involved and she's paying all the bills, she's paying rides back and forth, she's, you know, has all these doctor appointments. You know, she's probably buying stuff, getting ready for the baby when the baby gets there. So I do kind of understand, how people can feel that way. But on the other hand, you know, and David, this speaking from my man's point, I'm sorry, a man's point of view, not my point of view. So,
man's point of view. Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Good.
Well, you know, in fact, what I'm going to do, I'm going to speak from Dave Coker's point of view.
Oh, here we go.
And if I say anything that's offensive or, you know, disregarding, you can call or text, you know, just like when it was his birthday, call, text him, Facebook him. With your disappointment.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
But, you know, from a man's point of view, you know, I think it's kind of hard because okay, you know, I'm not gonna get Dave in trouble. I'm just gonna stick with the yes answer. but now I will say
I think people there should be a punk out right there.
Yeah, it was absolutely a punk out. But
yeah,
you know, I think there has to be some type of difference. So I'm not sure what that difference is, but I don't think it should be the same amount. And I'm probably even wrong for saying, I don't think it should be the same amount prior to the baby than after the baby. But, oh, and I'm sorry. What I do not like about it is charging back pay. You know, I think, so I do think that the mother is deserving, but Dave, I mean, if someone hit me with some back pay, like, okay, here's the baby, your child support is this, and now we're going to back charge you for 9 months of payments, I don't think that's fair, because, you know, a lot of people are struggling right now, you know, so.
Okay. All right.
What about you, Dave? What is your
point? I knew you were going to ask me what I thought. Well, I kind of agree with something that you just said in reference to the amount that should be charged if that was come to pass and be a requirement in every state. I don't think the amount should be what would normally be charged if the child, when the child is born. I mean, you know, and you, the child is physically here. As far as doing during pregnancy and so forth, of course, you know, we don't know what's going to happen until the child gets here. You know what I'm saying? So the amount should be adjusted amount. Like, if you know that this child, once the child gets here, is you got to pay $500 a month in child support. Excuse me, in child support, then it should be half of that or less than half of that prior to the child getting here, if you follow what I'm saying.
Right.
It's kind of a tricky thing for me, because I see and deal with pregnant women, child support, that type of stuff on a regular basis every day. And first of all, I find it really a surprise on how many women that we deal with on a regular basis that have one or more children that do not get child support from the fathers.
By choice?
And don't seem to be concerned.
Okay.
And don't seem to be concerned about it.
Mm-hmm.
You know? I talked to somebody today, I had six kids. I asked her, are you getting child support? And she said, no. I said, have you ever filed for child support? She said, no. I'm thinking to myself, that would never happen to me.
Right.
They would try to get it out of me. I was like, why wouldn't you try to get child support? You know, that's what I'm thinking to myself. You got six kids and, you know, you're struggling because I'm talking to you. You know what I do. I mean, the reason you're talking to me is because, you know, you're having a hardship, a little bit of a hardship. So why are you not getting child support?
Right.
So, I just feel that if they were going to do it, that there should be, you know, a certain amount. But then we also have to be careful. We can't have people abusing the system and getting pregnant just to get money out of the fathers. You know what I mean?
Why would anybody ever do that?
I don't know. It seemed like a wild story that somebody would even think of something like that, huh?
Right.
Yeah. So, you know, you see the big news, you know, Dre Michelle.
Yeah.
You saw what she did, right?
Yeah, I saw. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you know, 39 years. Her son is the same age as her man. What kind of mess is that? You know,
that's so crazy.
You know, and just think, if he would had to pay child support during her pregnancy, you know how much he probably would, because he's an NBA basketball player.
Mm-hmm.
Can you imagine how much that child support would be during her pregnancy?
Oh yeah, grip.
Yeah. So, that's the only thing. I think that, you know, these type of bills and stuff, they mean well. But then it goes back to that old axiom that we had to deal with a couple years ago when they started, you know, talking about the abortion, you know, and all that stuff, and, you know, and taking the choice away from the women. Here we go with another choice that becomes a bill instead of and a decision that's made by a bunch of, well, a lot of men. I mean, there's some women in there, but there's mostly men that are making these choices.
Right.
Again. You know, so. Folks, I mean, you know, we have a lot of women that listen to the show. It'd be interesting to hear what you guys think about this. And right now, like I said, this is happening in Kentucky. But There's a possibility if it happens in Kentucky and becomes something that looks like it's working well, it could be more and more states could be doing it and following along. So it is, it'd be interesting to see what you guys think about this and get some feedback as far as that's concerned, especially the women out there that listen to the show. All right. Okay. Go ahead with the next story.
Yep. So Dave, the next story is one that just came out recently. So it says that a black woman, says that her boss told her that she was too articulate to be promoted. Does that sound crazy?
Yeah, sounds crazy. I did see this story, but go ahead.
Yep. So there's a lady in North Carolina. She was turned down for her job. The boss, I guess exact words were articulate and sharp. That she was too articulate and too sharp. Her name is Chantel Adams. She's a marketing executive who earned her MBA from University of North Carolina's Kenan Flagler Business School. She said that she's always faced challenges earning promotions despite her qualifications. So she said that she was once denied a promotion because her boss said that, in her words, "I was so articulate and sharp that it was intimidating to some people." She then states that she's has over or has had $300,000 in post-education debt. So, why would it be surprising that she's so articulate and sharp with all that college that she had to pay for? So, of course she thinks it's unfair, it's unreasonable. She does consider that race-based. And the funny thing is she did not list who the employer was. That's one thing I was looking. I know you read the article. Did you see anything about who that employer was? She probably doesn't recall.
I didn't concentrate on the actual employer. So no, I did not see who the employer was.
Yeah,
But
so.
I did see the article, yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, I think it's interesting and, not a ding against her, but I can see there being some jobs where if you are intimidating to the other, now the question is, are you intimidating because you're black or are you intimidating because of, your personality or, whatever? So, I mean, that's the part we
Well,
don't know.
you're also forgetting one other one. Are
Well,
you
which one? Woman?
intimidated because she's a woman?
Right, exactly.
Yeah,
So
I mean, so that's
now,
another thing.
right now, if it's a bias-free atmosphere and maybe she's intimidating because, she's, maybe type A or, honor game or I don't know. But long story short, if she's not able to lead the people, then I can see that. Now, if it has anything to do with race, gender, or a combination or, whatever, then that definitely does seem like something different. What are your thoughts?
Well, my thoughts are this. I think that if a person uses those exact words that you said, I mean, that she said was said and that you read earlier, that those are the words that are words that are being used, but they're not the words that they're actually thinking.
Oh yeah, right.
You know what I mean? So it's just like, we get caught up today in not. The only person that says what they want to say is Trump, but that's a whole nother story. But we get caught up in trying not to offend people or trying not to get caught up or get canceled because of the things that we truly want to say to a person. So we come up with another way of saying them, that will allow you to be able to get away with what you're saying. In this case, this particular employer, said what he said. In reference to not hiring this person for the position because they felt, well, I'm sure it was intimidated. I'm sure that they might have felt threatened that this person can come in and become their boss or whatever the case may be. Or maybe she just had a strong, she has a strong personality that comes across that way. Because there are some people that are very in your face, and they're aggressively in your face, meaning that it's not so much that they're mean spirited or anything. They're just a hard driving person. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that can be misconstrued sometimes and be taken the wrong way. If you felt that this, I felt that they should have been more honest with how they really felt about what was really going on, because of course we won't know the story because we're only hearing one side of the story, first of
Right.
all. We don't know what the other side is. Of course, there's always two sides. And usually when you hear people come out saying things like that, there's usually a reason behind it, or, a lack of reasons for it. I was watching something the other day. I don't know if you saw, and I'm only bringing this up to kind of add a point to what I just said. The other day, did you see the big thing that happened with the South Carolina women's basketball team? There was a fight. Did you see that?
I heard about it, but I did not
Yeah.
see it.
Okay.
And I heard
Okay.
very briefly.
Okay. So it there was a big fight that happened on the floor. Dawn Staley, from Philly and coach of South Carolina. She got, he at the end they ended up winning the game. They're the number one team in the country. They ended up winning the game, and right away when they tried to talk to her about winning, it was their conference championship. They tried to talk to her about winning their eighth championship. The first thing she did was apologize to everybody. She said, "This is not what we wanted to show, and this is not what we wanted to do," and so forth. It's very gracious, very classy, so forth. Dawn Staley is a black woman. The coach of the other team, who won three championships, he was Brittany Griner's old coach back in the day, Kim Mulkey, does a press conference. And you remember Angel Reese, the young lady from
Yep.
LSU okay. Well, in her press conference, because there was a young lady that got shoved in the game or whatever, Dawn Staley's center shoved this young lady who's shorter than her. The first thing that Mulkey says, one of the things she says, I wish he had shoved Angel Reese, because it wouldn't have went down that way if she shoved Angel Reese. She picked the right person to shove, because if he shoved Angel, it was going down. Why are you going to say that? Why would you say something? Now, Dawn has gracefully gone on a couple, she must have apologized like two or three times after that game about the conduct of her team and what happened. Even her player, the main girl who was involved, even went on Twitter and put a public apology out there to her school and to the other team, which was Tennessee. Why is Kim Mulkey saying, "I wish he would have shoved Angel Reese"? But this just tells you about perception and what people say in order to try to deflect from who they really are. Like, because Shannon Sharpe goes on TV and just goes on a rant talking about Kim Mulkey and how it was, it was a disgrace. She shouldn't have said that. You're coaching kids, and here I wouldn't send my child to come play for you because you have that type of mentality. Dawn is out there being gracious and classy and everything. You out here trying to instigate a fight. He said, "I'm gonna tell it like it is. The only reason, and you should be fined and you should be suspended because you are out here instigating fights." He said, "You have said some horrible things over the years." Like she won't even talk about Brittany Griner because of one thing. You know what that is? Because she's
What is
gay.
that? Mm-hmm.
Like when Brittany was in jail, she didn't want to talk about Brittany Griner. She won a championship with Brittany Griner. Shannon Sharp came out and said, "You know what it is? Everybody knows, they just won't say it." He said, "I'll say it. She white." That's what happened. Because she would get away with it. Sometimes we say things that we can get away with because we feel comfortable in being able to do that. Exactly, which is get away with things. So if this went down the way that I said all that to say, if this went down the way that she said it went down, and it was only because the person who said what they said felt they can get away with it because of whoever they are. Can't say who they are at the moment because I don't know.
Right.
But, and like I said, and it all depends on the person involved. If she has a strong personality and she is the person that, is in your face or whatever the case may be, then that could be another reason they felt that way. So, but I guess if there's any more to the story that will show up, I guess we'll see it. And because it definitely was out there, because ironically, folks, usually Leonard and I don't usually pick the same stories. We're usually pretty good with that. But I actually had that story myself that I was going to talk about tonight, and then I decided not to, and then Leonard had it. So, because it struck a chord with both of us, apparently. So, and I'm sure if you see it out there, you'll probably think the same thing. But we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens. All right. Moving on to our next story. I thought that, we don't get a good enough good stories. We got concentrated on get, we haven't,
I know.
seems like everything in the world is just kind of crazy right now, right?
Yeah, well, the good stories don't make it far, and the bad ones go worldwide and viral.
I know. I was on my way to work this morning, and Amanda Seals was talking about the couple that was in the storage unit. And she was talking about, she was talking about how, that was pretty cool that they were able to, but they said, "These people on these phones,
Oh,
off
yeah.
your phone." And,
Tell on
that's when she
themselves
was
all
talking
day
about
long.
it. Yeah, that's right. That's right. But anyway, we got a good story for you folks. Every now and then we come up with one. So here's a good one for you. Providence College students raised thousands to surprise best security guard on campus with a trip to Nigeria. It says a security guard recently got the surprise of a lifetime when the university students in Rhode Island raised thousands of dollars so he could see his family. According to WCVB 5 News, Providence College students' online effort raised nearly $3,000 within 24 hours so their favorite person, James, could take a trip home to Nigeria to visit his family and including his son. "You told us a while ago that you wanted to see your family in Nigeria that you haven't seen in a long time. So we came together and spread the word, and we started a GoFundMe because we take care of our own and because that's what we do at Providence College," said sophomore Daniel Singh. "They've done that for me. We've done that for each other. So now we're doing it for you. You're of the family, so our gift to you is a trip to Nigeria." Singh and first year students Brandon Reichert, who helped organize the GoFundMe, said raising funds for James was a no-brainer after they learned he hadn't seen his family in 11 years. The GoFundMe described him as the best security guard at Providence and one of the nicest people you'll ever meet, sharing that he works four overnight shifts weekly and does so with a smile. Now there's a story that's really cool, because if you got that kind of effect, you've been on, as a you lived on campus and you went to school and whatever, the people that work at the school, that you see on a regular basis, some of them become almost like friends to you because you're used to seeing them, And apparently this guy, James, had a great effect on the students there at Providence, and they really support who he is and what he does there at the school. And they decided to do something nice for him. I think that's an awesome story. And especially knowing how, especially people like that are RAs and, the staff at the school, even cafeteria work. I remember when I was in school, there was a certain cafeteria lady who used to always hook me up, with extra food. You look hungry today. I was like, I do. She said, act like you're hungry. So I mean, so when you meet those kind of people, they have a lasting effect. I remember when I was in high school, there were people like that in high school. So that know that these kids got together and did something like that, I think is really cool. Now I just hope, that there's no issues with him getting to Nigeria or whatever. But you imagine not seeing your family for 11 years?
No,
It's gotta be tough.
I can't.
Yeah, and it's nothing. I guess there's nothing he can really do about it because it's not like it's that simple to just bring your whole family to the States. I guess he came here to, to try to do for, to try to get them here at some point. But, that visa and all that stuff, that takes a long time, and you got it, especially, and it takes money to do it. But the fact that he gets to go home, I know that, of course, that could have an adverse effect because you get home, get to hang out with your people like that, you may not want to come back.
Or you may get home and realize, okay, you don't need to come back. You don't need to come back home no more.
Yeah, no, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. But the fact that they did that for him, I just thought it was a cool story. And I saw that story, I thought, oh man, this is great. This is great. That they would do something like that for him. And I know that Providence College is a mixture. They got a, it's a very diversified school. And I know people that went there. And so for them to do something like that, and they raised that money in 24 hours, that was
Oh
pretty good.
wow.
Yeah.
Well,
Yeah.
they got money. It reminds me, like when you're talking about the story, it made me think about when I was in college and I'm thinking about, okay, who stood out to me? Like you said, there was a cafeteria lady, and to be honest, she probably looked out for a lot of people, but to me, I felt special. So
You
like, I
felt
know
like
she
she
was
was
like,
your, she, yeah,
yeah,
you felt she was your girl, right?
right.
Yeah,
Yep.
yeah,
And she
yeah,
looked out
yeah.
for me. And then the person who worked in our on-campus post office, because they, my freshman year, maybe freshman and sophomore year, my mom would send me a goodie box every single week. So I was up at the post office at least 5 times a month. And the lady was just always very nice and, all that. So, I can definitely see, donating money and, stuff like that for, people who are good people and deserving.
Right. And apparently he was deserving of it. And it did make for a good thing that they did for him. And I know he's probably going to be awesome. It's probably going to be awesome reunion when you go home. I can imagine it being very tearful and everything as well. So hopefully James gets there and has a great time. What's our next story? Big story. I don't know. Have you heard anything about these boycotts they're calling at certain schools for what they call DEI? Have you heard of DEI?
Yes. So, the mayor of Birmingham, a black guy, I forget it's Randall Woodfin, he put out a statement saying no black people should attend any public Alabama high school. I mean, not high school, colleges until, DEI changes. So he put that out, on his own behalf.
Yeah, this is getting deep, man. This is getting real deep. Let me give you guys the backdrop of this. Now, this is happening in Florida, our favorite state, by the way. It seems like everything always happens with blacks in Florida, so. So the NAACP called on black students and athletes to boycott Florida public colleges over anti-DEI policy. The head of the NAACP is calling for calling on black student athletes to reconsider their decisions to attend public colleges and universities in Florida, challenging a new state policy that bars those institutions from using government funds on diversity, equity, and inclusion programs. That's what DEI stands for, folks. In a letter sent Monday to current and future student athletes of the National College Athletic Association, or the NCAA, as we know it, NAACP leader Derek Johnson, that's an interesting name, Derek Johnson, implored college-bound black athletes to choose wisely. Diversity, equity, and inclusion are paramount to ensuring equitable, I can't even speak right now, ethical, I can't even get the word out.
Equitable,
Ensuring,
man.
yeah, I couldn't get it out, Leonard. I couldn't get it out. And effective educational outcomes. Johnson said in a statement accompanying the letter, which was first reported by NBC News, the value black and other college athletes bring to large universities is unmatched. Florida governor, our favorite governor, Ron DeSantis, last year signed a bill that largely prohibits black public colleges and universities from using state and federal funds on programs commonly grouped together under the acronym DEI. Johnson's letter was sent 10 days after the University of Florida eliminated diversity, equity, and inclusion positions in accordance with state rule, a move that drew condemnation from NFL Hall of Famer Emmitt Smith, an alum of the school, who said on X that minority athletes there should be aware and vocal about this decision. He also said, take the time to think about where you're signing if you choose to go to one of these schools. So, this is really big. We all know that certain sports makes up a lot of the monies that come into a lot of these universities. And on those certain sports teams, majority or a good part of them are made up of black athletes. University of Florida is a big school. A lot of black athletes on their football teams, on their basketball team, track team, all money makers. You just mentioned Alabama, public school, and that would include the University of Alabama, right? Okay, and we know who won many
Auburn,
championships.
all of them,
At Auburn, who else am I thinking about down there? Alabama, Birmingham, all those schools down there. So you figure it, this becomes a big thing in all these major states that have big time universities. That's not good. But for those programs, now, will it drive black athletes to start going to more of the HBCU? What do you think about that?
So, I mean, I think it's commendable. The question is, can black athletes who want to go to the NFL, the NBA, do they have enough willpower not to go to these big schools that are, gateways to the pros in order to satisfy DEI? Which coming out of high school, they may not even care about.
That
You
is true.
know?
That is true.
And Dave, we already know you try to get all black people on one boat, They ain't going. We're gonna have our Tim Scotts and our Herman Cains and our, I mean,
Herschel
like,
Walker.
yeah, Herschel Walker. Like, I think it's hard because we as Black people proven that we cannot all get along.
No, we can't. And we're all going to have different views on this and so forth. I mean, and it's going to be hard for some blacks to walk away, especially those that are making a lot of money in the NIL monies now. Like a person, we just mentioned Angel Reese in the last story. Angel Reese makes anywhere from $1 million to $2 million in just NIL money from being at LSU. She is eligible to play, to go to the NBA in the next NBA, WNBA draft. She's eligible to go to the WNBA in the next draft. She's talking about she may stay in school because she makes more money
Yeah,
in
I
school.
mean, it's crazy.
But she's at LSU, which is, would be like in, if it was Louisiana that was thinking about doing something like this, this would be, one of the schools that benefits from having a bunch of black athletes, because they do have a bunch of black athletes on their basketball teams and their football team and all. There, matter of fact, even have you noticed? I don't know if you noticed, because I'll be flicking through the channels and I'll be watching some of the gymnastics. You see how many black females are involved in gymnastics all of a sudden at these big schools?
Yeah, I see they're on the come up.
Yeah, I mean, you got schools with, like Utah that has a bunch of black girls on it. I mean, you Utah, I mean, but then they're bringing these kids in, they're giving them these scholarships. If this holds true with a lot of these schools, and these athletes start to leave these schools, what happens with the programs?
Right.
You went to a big school, you went to Florida A&M, well, you had black athletes there. I guess you had to deal with that there.
Yeah, but no, I mean, I understand. So it's kind of like for these Florida schools, should people who are currently going there, should they leave? Because, you mess around, leave a school during, your 4 year period, ain't no telling, what your opportunities may be at other schools. Like you may have more, you may have less, you know what I mean? So I think it's hard to, I think it's hard to tell a high school student to be concerned about DEI when they're choosing their university.
I remember, what was it, like 2 years ago, there was a young man who, he did a signing. He was coming out of high school. He signed his letter of intent. I don't know if you remember this because it was a big story. He was like the number five or four recruit in the country that year. He was a wide receiver. And his family were all big Alabama supporters. I think he was from Alabama too. And they were all big Alabama supporters. And so they got the hats on the table. You got Alabama, a couple other schools. And he goes and puts on a hat from the University of Florida. And his mom walked out of the thing because she was so upset. Now you figure, here's that guy. He's in, he should be a junior, upcoming junior, if he hadn't redshirted or anything. Does he stay at a school like that? Does he continue to stay there with all this going on with this DEI stuff? You have to think about that. Maybe, but then it's going on in Alabama too. So, I mean, that's the big things. I mean, you got a son that's an athlete.
You done paid all that money all them years and
I mean, just look at your son. What if he, if he finally figures out, okay, this is what I want to do. I want to, if, he decides he wants to go to college and, he has a chance at a scholarship and he wants to pick a big school and this kind of stuff is going on at that school.
Yeah, I mean, it's tough decisions.
Yeah, there you go. So, but that's a, that's something that people need to pay attention to and keep following in case you have kids that are, excelling in sports and so forth. pay attention to where they're going to school and make sure that, you know, they're not going to run into problems because of DEI at the schools that they're choosing. Okay. So just wanted to bring that to people's attention, especially how big college sports are right now. So, okay. All right. I was going to kid you, Jeff. So did your daughter go to the girls' championship? I mean, did your son go to the girls' championship game the other day for Caravelle?
No, because you remember we were at that swim meet on Saturday.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Was he upset that when they did he was he upset about them losing?
No, so I mean, really, he really wasn't didn't care about the basketball game until he found out his friends were going. Then he wanted to go. So,
They look Caravelle doing big things this year.
I
They
know.
trying to win
Yep.
everything. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I
Yeah,
mean,
so
they almost got it.
yeah, they had a shot. They had a shot. I saw some highlights from the game. Somebody had put them on what you call them on Facebook. So
Yeah,
I mean
and
on
then
Twitter. On Twitter.
right, and
Twitter.
then of
That's
course
what it was.
Dover beat Sally's. I mean, I'm sure that
Yeah.
and I think that score was close too. I can't remember.
Yeah, it was a couple points, I think.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I saw that. A friend of mine went to the game. He said that the refs kind of handed that game to Dover. That's what he said. He said it was a questionable call down the stretch. So, but you know, that's Delaware for you. Anyway, anyway, all right. I guess that brings us to our favorite part of the show, that Leonard's favorite part of the show, you know, because he always tried to duck my questions all the time. So here we go. All right. Since it was Oscars week, I figured this would be a good question. Give you see if you can rack your brain, because we know how much of a movie buff you
Right.
are. So today's corner question is, so we just had the Oscars. So, Leonard, I want you to think of three movies from your past that did not win the Oscar for Best Picture. So you can't use any picture, any movie that has won an Oscar already for Best Picture. But in your opinion, because you liked it so much, you felt that it should have won Best Picture.
All right, so Dave, this is a terrible question. I just want to
I
put
know,
that
I
out
know.
there.
You say
It's
all of them
terrible.
are quite terrible questions, but anyway,
So
go ahead.
it's terrible for multiple reasons.
Because you're such a movie buff, I know that's one of them.
So for one, you're asking me to know the best pictures from
No, in
every
your
year.
estim no, in your estimation, from movies that you see that you really enjoy, what movies from what you see that you really enjoy would you give the nod Best Picture to?
But you're asking me to know which movies are best pictures so I can leave them
No,
out.
I'm not asking. I'm talking about your favorite pictures. You're making this harder than it is. Your
Okay.
favorite pictures.
Let's see.
Not anything, not, no, you don't have to know any movies that were best picture. No, I'm talking about your estimation of movies that you like, that you felt were really, really good movies that you would have probably gave an Oscar to.
Okay. So I'll probably say, Everything, Everywhere, All at Once. That was really good.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, all right, okay. That was an interesting picture. That movie was crazy. They were jumping all over the place, man. Yeah, okay. Even though that was nominated for Best Picture.
Right. I probably would say, see. Gladiator, that was always a classic.
Okay. Gladiator. Okay.
Black Panther, that was dope.
The original one?
Yep, the original. In fact, no, I'll go part one and part two. First one and the second
Okay.
one.
Okay.
Usual Suspects. Classic.
Well, did you just say the usual suspect? I would never expect that to come out of your mouth.
That, but I mean that was just a great movie.
Oh my God. Okay. Who are you?
Yeah. Oh man, what was the movie? The Green Mile. Donnie, how many? Oh, you only asked for 12, man, Dave.
Yeah, no, but you were
I'm
on a
giving you
roll.
too
I
much. I'm
was like,
giving you too much.
you were feeling it, man.
I
I was like,
was.
you on a roll here.
I
Yeah. You
was.
got another one?
Hold on. Let me think of one more to knock you off your chair. Hold
Okay.
on.
All right.
Well, I mean that's cliche. I was gonna say the Glory win Best Picture. I don't know if it did or not.
Glory was nominated. I don't think it won. Denzel won for Best Supporting Actor. Yeah, I don't think it won Best Picture that year.
And then Dave, I'm gonna say one of the best movies of all time. And I can't believe this one didn't win. I'm gonna get you, sucker. That was a oh, the directing genius. But if we want to talk about the first scary movie, yes, I mean that was a great movie. Talking
Not
about
Friday.
Friday.
I ain't talking about Friday. What movie you think I'm talking about? Drama. It's a drama, not a comedy.
Is it a black drama or a white drama?
More white, yeah. It became a cult classic after it was slammed in the movies. I went to the movies to see this picture when it first came out.
Pulp
Because,
Fiction.
no, not Pulp Fiction. Scarface.
Oh yeah. You said more black than white. That movie was all.
Well, no, I said more white than black. I said more white than black.
Where was the black in Scarface?
There wasn't any. That's why I said more white than
Exactly.
black. You said
Exactly.
black. So, Scarface was is like one of the movies that when it's on, you find yourself looking at it. You know what I mean? That type of thing because it has that type of effect. So I say Scarface. I agree with the Black Panther movies. Boys in the Hood. Gotta put that in there. That was a great coming of age movie. I was a big Paul Newman fan back in the day. I know that's a little bit before your time, but he did a movie called The Verdict. Very, very good movie. It was about a lawyer that took on a big hospital over a woman that ended up paralyzed and died. So that was a great movie, The Verdict. Trying to think. Also, the first Iron Man. And the reason I'm going to say that is because it really, because of it take, because of getting us to believe that what's his name could play, could be a convincing Tony Stark. You know what I mean? And actually, Robert Downey Jr., he did a great job. He did a great job in that, playing that part. Gosh. Oh. And one of my favorite hidden pleasures, The Incredibles. I love The Incredibles with that.
Oh.
And Toy Story. And Toy Story. The Toy Story and Incredible movies were great. They really were, you know. So yeah, I guess I could throw those out there. Probably could think of it. Oh, the movie Fences with Denzel Washington was a great movie.
Okay, I saw that one.
You did see that? Yeah, okay.
Yes.
All right. Yeah. I thought that was very good as well. So just to name a few. You know, I thought all of those were good movies. Shawshank Redemption. That was a great movie too. Sort of on the same level as The Green Mile, you know.
Right.
So yeah, so I would say those would be mine. So some of these movies you find yourself watching over and over again because they just appeal to you, you know. I don't know, people. I thought I knew this guy all these years, but he threw some movies out there. The Usual Suspect, man, that came from nowhere. You know, I can't even imagine you would watch that movie.
Hey, well, you know what, Dave? Before, you know, I used to watch movies, but Dave, you know, your kids are grown and you got a lot of free time, but you know.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well.
So.
Yeah, free time to watch The Usual Suspect, though. I will say that. No,
I mean, I'll probably watch it.
Did wifey make you do that?
Day, I mean, that was probably early 20s. I was probably home, no job,
Yeah,
looking
but
for a job.
so you didn't just watch it. You watched it when it
No.
came out.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well,
Okay.
I mean,
All right.
I didn't see it at the movie theater, but I saw it probably shortly after,
Okay.
maybe on
All right.
cable or something.
That was a good movie, though. It really was.
Yeah.
So, yeah. All right. All right. So I'm sure you folks have a lot that you guys probably would put in that, you know, put out there as well, as far as your favorite movies and so forth that probably should have won an Oscar or you felt that they should have won. Let us know what your list is and holler at us and, you know, go ahead and put it on our pages. Of course, you got the News and Trends. .com page, or you can hit us up on Facebook or Instagram. We're all over the place. So, or just reach out to us and say, well, here's my list. You know, we'll make sure it gets posted. So, but anyway, we want to thank you guys for taking the time to listen to us. You could be listening to anybody else, but you take time to listen to us. And I know I really appreciate it. My partner does too. And, Leonard, you got anything you want to add?
Now, Dave, you know, catch us next week, same place, same time.
And I have to get on my partner here, but we will probably start doing our Friday shows again at some point because people have been asking for them. You know, we may not do them every Friday, but we'll throw one or two in there every now and then. So, because people like to hear the banter going back and forth about our favorite things to talk about. So I figured I'd put that out there. My partner can give me all kinds of looks right now. But anyway,
yeah.
But
who are
you know.
these people? Who are these people, Dave?
Oh, you want me to have them write you?
No, no,
no,
no.
I can have them write you.
Call them out on air. Say their name. Say it.
Okay. Okay. Donna. Blanda. Charlemagne, these all Claudette. Now, I can name a few. I can name a few
all
people.
Right.
They all. I'm the one that hears from them. You don't hear from them, but I hear
I
them. So okay. So we'll get back to it sooner or later, folks. You know, like I said, I'll work on my partner over here. Okay. All right, guys. Thank you again, and we'll talk to you soon. All right.
Join us next week for another edition of News and Trends with your hosts, Dave and Lynn.